from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Issues at the airport in China. As the G20 summit gets underway in China, issues at the airport in Hangzhou during President Obama's arrival and a series of other disputes continue to provide distractions. Just after Mr. Obama got off the plane, a Chinese official reportedly screamed at White House press photographers as they tried to get into position to take pictures of the president. And President Obama spoke out today on the concerns.
It is true that not for the first time, when we come here, there ends up being issues around security and press access. And part of the reason is because we insist on a certain approach to our press pool, for example, that other countries may not insist on. You know, we think it's important that the press have access to the work that we're doing.
Now, the two-day G20 meeting began on a diplomatic high note following a joint announcement by President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping that their governments had submitted documents committing them to carrying out the Paris Climate Agreement. The two leaders are pledged to work more closely together on a range of security, trade, and health issues. Secretary of State John Kerry is in China with the president. He spoke to reporters regarding the situation in Syria and negotiations with Russia on a peace agreement.
A lot of technical things have been worked out. A lot of things are clear, but there still remain, as I say, a couple of tough issues. We've got to figure out how to make certain both of us can be comfortable with a resolution to those issues. So that's what we're working on.
Now, Reuters is reporting that President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin will have a chance to speak informally on the negotiations during the G20 summit. This is VOA News. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was convicted on 8 charges that include the abduction and killing of a young man in a torture cell, which the Bangladesh government says resulted in the deaths of 3 million people. Ali was hanged at a jail near Dhaka, the capital, after a final meeting with family members. With the one-year anniversary of the death of Syrian toddler Alan Kurdi, the United Nations Refugee Agency is reporting thousands of refugees and migrants continue to make the difficult journey across the Mediterranean Sea in search of asylum in Europe. The story from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates nearly 4,200 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean since Alan Kurdi's lifeless body washed ashore on a Turkish beach 1 year ago. The number of arrivals in Greece has practically dried up following the implementation of a European Union-Turkey accord under which migrants are prevented from leaving Turkish shores. But the numbers leaving Libya for Italy remain high. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the change in the migratory pattern has caused a spike in the number of casualties.
So far this year, one person has died for every 42 crossing from North Africa to Italy, compared to one in every 52 last year.
Spindler says these dangers reinforce the urgent need to increase legal pathways for refugees to seek asylum in European countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. An anti-immigrant party in Germany could get more votes than previously expected at state polls today. The Alternative for Deutschland party is believed to be attracting voters increasingly unhappy with Chancellor Angela Merkel's so-called open-door refugee policy. Germany has expanded its refugee program that has welcomed tens of thousands of Syrians and other migrants where their lives are in danger from war and terrorism. Pope Francis has declared Mother Teresa a saint in highlight of his Holy Year of Mercy during a canonization ceremony today in front of tens of thousands of people at Peter's Square. Pilgrims from around the world are in Rome for the canonization. This man is from Mother Teresa's native Albania.
We are here to pray for Nana Teresa, and because she's from our country and for our souls, for our families, yeah, for love, for freedom, for all people in the world.
Mother Teresa, a Nobel Prize winner, was known during her lifetime as the Saint of the Gutters. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.